opinion, call the show live at 843-652-3776.
Marcus Mariotto.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Don't listen to our enemies.
Connect with the show on Twitter at 1003theteam or on the 100.3 The Team Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm what they call a Twitter quitter.
What time is it going to be on the news? I'm going to go home and watch it.
Now, let's send it to your host, Aaron Marks.
Well, good Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Drive, Sports Radio 100.3 The Team, TeamMyrtleBeach.com, and available to you on the Sports Radio 100.3 app. Holy cow, what a week that we've been through. And we are not quite done yet. We've still got quite a bit going on with some events happening later on today that we are a part of. And tomorrow, of course, is the inaugural Bacon Fest event that we have been getting ready for all week long, getting ready for a couple of months now. Lots of people are talking about this event. Heard the folks on the news talking about it this morning, which we certainly appreciate. And we're looking forward to all the festivities that are going to be happening tomorrow. But Pat, I've been looking at this week for about 2 months now, ever since we got invited to be a part of the Monday After the Masters festivities, which was back about a month and a half, 2 months ago, that we learned that was going to happen. And also around that same time period, we had identified the new date because we were supposed to do Bacon Fest in the fall. But because of the flooding that hit our area, it was that weekend. So that couldn't happen. You know, we had restaurants that were dealing with all kinds of stuff, and let alone that just wasn't a good time to be having an event like that with other more important things that needed to be dealt with. So about a month and a half ago, we knew that this week was going to be a little busy. And then last week, we found out about Dale Jr. coming over to Darlington, and everything just kind of piled on top of itself. And it was like I was excited but nervous about this week and getting through the week. And I tell you what, man, I made it last night to Thursday night, and I had some friends that invited me to come hang out. Normally, I would go and hang out with them and maybe have a beverage and chill. It's Thursday night, right? It's close to the end of the week. Friday might be an easier day of the work week. No, I went to bed. I was in bed at like 8:45 last night, and then I overslept this morning and came rolling in here on two wheels trying to get everything ready to go. Fortunately, we've got a lot of great topics to talk about. The NFL schedule was released. I've got the Dale Jr. audio that I've been teasing for the last couple days for you. He talks about how the NASCAR experience can be improved. We've got some NHL playoffs to get into, and we had a blockbuster trade happen yesterday. So I didn't have to do a whole lot of prep in knowing what I was going to talk about and already having some opinions formulated. So that was a good thing. But, Pat, I think I got more sleep in the last 10-hour window than I've gotten in, like, a few months. That felt really good. Like, I feel amazing this morning. Now that I'm here and I'm actually on the air, because, honestly, when I got out of bed, when I finally got up and realized what time it was, I wasn't sure this was going to happen.
Well, I'm glad you got some sleep last night. I did not, so it's okay.
You didn't.
I'm okay with it, though. I feel fine.
Well, you like, never get sleep. So.
I know. It's a, you know, a vicious cycle of no sleep to a lot of sleep to no sleep at all.
So. Well, you know, your problem is that you nap too long during the day. We need to limit your nap time so you can fall asleep at night. And it's hard to break, man. It's hard to break. I remember dealing with that a few years ago where I would take really long naps when I got home, and then you can't fall asleep at night.
Well, and I've started setting an alarm during my nap time to only make it an hour long.
See, I think even an hour is too long.
But I wake up, and in my subconsciousness, I turn it off, and I wake up 3 hours later, and I'm like, yeah, this wasn't supposed to happen this way. But whatever. I'm sleeping. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I call myself I'm a professional napper. When you do a morning show, you work all day, and then you have what did I do, about 40, 45 basketball games this winter because I helped out on the women's, and the men ended up playing almost 35 games with the CIT and everything.
And your training.
And I started triathlon training back in January in the midst of all that, which is crazy, but I'm actually getting through it pretty good, and now I've got more free time for it. For me, 20 minutes, man. 20 minutes, because the thing is, when it's about like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I've been at it since 5 in the morning, I can fall asleep like that. Just the thing is, you can't do it with the TV on. You can't do it out on the couch. You have to like go into, I've got like the blackout blinds in my room. And so it doesn't matter what time of day it is. I can make it very dark and very cool. I've got a fan that I say I have the ability to put on hurricane force mode. And so I turn that sucker on, and I close the blinds, and I fall asleep immediately. And my alarm is set for 20 minutes later. There was one day I had 12 minutes to take a nap. I used every minute of it. I took a 12-minute nap. I got up. I was ready to go. So I think maybe try that one day, Pat. Try it. It's hard getting up. It's really hard getting up. But once you do it a couple times, you kind of get used to it, and you're able to fall asleep at night.
The problem is I don't know when I fall asleep. So saying 20 minutes, you know, that's a great theory.
Right. You have to fall asleep immediately, which
right.
you give me a dark room.
I do not do that.
A nice fan going, and the chance to lay down after going all day, I can fall asleep pretty quickly. I didn't know we were going to lead the show off this way. I thought we were going to talk about the trade
yesterday.
Neither
did I. I'm glad it's going this way.
I'm giving
talking
advice,
about the trade.
Though. I'm giving advice. You know, if you need a nap, that's how you do it, man. That's how you do it.
I
but yeah, I tell
advice.
My friends that all the time, and they're like, it takes me 20 minutes to fall asleep. You know, how could you possibly imagine taking a nap for only 20 minutes? Anyway, I digress right off the beginning of the show. So, the biggest football news of the year happened yesterday, and it happened right after we went off the air. I know it happened right after we went off the air because I left my talk studio. I walked down the hall to my office. I was sitting there for no longer than 5 minutes, and that nice piece of glass that is sitting between Pat and I, Pat is behind the glass in his production room at this point. We got that finished off the other day. I was afraid it was about to break because I heard things being thrown against it, and I had to run and calm Pat Payone down because Pat is a Rams fan, and Pat was not very pleased about what went down yesterday.
I didn't throw anything.
If you haven't, come on, man.
I did yell.
It's a theater of the mind here. if you have not heard, we're the last ones that get to react to this because it came out at like 10 minutes after 9 yesterday. If you have not heard, blockbuster trade yesterday. Let's just recap it for you real quick, and then we'll react to it, and we'll talk about where things are going to go from here. The LA Rams are going to have the number one pick in the draft, and that's about all they're going to have. What the Tennessee Titans get is an entire NFL football team that they get to put together. Pat, what did I'm looking for the details, but I know they've been emblazed in your mind. So
yes.
Tell me what the Titans are getting out of this whole deal for the one pick that the Rams get.
So they are getting the 15th pick overall in this year's draft.
Okay, here it is. Yeah, so they get their first round pick.
They get the
this
first
year.
Round pick, and then they get 2 second round picks this year.
Wait, but what do they get next year?
They get another first-round
pick. First-round pick next year.
Yeah.
All right, so back to this year. We've got 2 first-round picks on the board. Now it's second-round pick.
2 second-round picks.
2 second-round picks.
Yeah, for this year. and then I believe it is a third-round pick this year and a third-round pick next year, I believe.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
So the Titans now have 6 of the top 76 picks in this year's draft.
Unreal.
And they already have 2 not belonging to their own for next year. So that's 8. And then you figure the Titans are going to have at least 3 unless they trade them away in the first 3 rounds next year. So we're at 11. So the Titans now have the ability in 2 drafts, they can put together an entire offense if they would like to. Or an entire defense.
Well, they already have the quarterback, so yeah. And the running back.
But I'm just saying. They get 11 players in the first 3 rounds of this year and next year. What do the Rams get? Well, the Rams get either Carson Wentz was the first name we heard, but Jeff Fisher talked yesterday, and he talked about the possibility of going after Jared Goff. And so the question is going between the two of them. Here is Jeff Fisher asked if he knows who he wants to take right now with the number one pick.
All right, do you know who you want? You don't make this kind of pick without knowing who you want.
We have a pretty good idea. So, yeah. You know, hey, I'm a defensive guy.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I've always been a defensive guy, okay. You know. So, you know, there's some good defensive players on the board.
Yeah. Go get a defensive lineman with the number one overall pick as he winks at the camera that was on ESPN.com. Fisher was asked if there are any comparisons between, you know, Carson Wentz is a non-FBS guy and also Steve McNair is a an FCS guy that had a lot of success in the NFL. And so the possibility of relating those two together and them having similar success, Fisher was asked about that.
Everybody's different. You know, what Steve did at Alcorn is different than what Carson did at North Dakota State. They're different. They're both winners. You know, they're both very successful. Carson will win a Super. He'll be in a Super Bowl. He's got that kind of ability. And so, you know, but it's hard to compare the two of them just because defenses are different, offenses are different, competition is different, but he's a good football player.
So, Pat, have you said how you feel about this? Have we gone through that yet?
I'm trying. No.
Yeah. So how are you feeling as a lifelong Rams fan?
So for the first couple hours,
I said you were breaking stuff, so I'm right. Sure people generated an idea.
The first couple hours, I was infuriated with this trade because it pretty much is, in my opinion, the worst NFL trade in the history of the NFL.
All right, I'm not kidding about this one. Pat didn't almost break the glass, but there were profanity-laced tirades going on the phone as he was calling his dad, he was calling his brother. Yep. That did happen yesterday.
That happened. That definitely happened.
All right, so that was the first couple hours.
Now
you have a theory.
I do have a theory.
It's a conspiracy theory that's way out of left field, and it's never going to happen. But, I mean, go ahead and give it to our listeners.
Well, you know I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I love talking about those.
Are you?
Yes, I am a little bit. just a little bit. So, no.
It's going to be a good show today. Reading, stick around a while.
In reading the blogs that I always read and then talking with my dad, we believe now that there is some truth to this matter.
The blogs. Here we go.
I know. So what the whole scenario that happens.
I read it on the internet.
I did. So it's got to be true. The scenario works out as they contact the Cleveland Browns and say, you know, we're the two teams right now that have the magic of this draft, and we want quarterbacks. We're willing to give you the option to go ahead and pick number one and have your option at which quarterback you actually want. Because we're torn between Goff and Wentz, which I don't believe is the truth as well. But anyway, they're torn between those two quarterbacks, so they could care less which one they get. You leave the draft pretty much in the hands of the Browns. The Browns trade their number two pick overall to the Rams. The Rams trade the number one overall. And then the Browns also trade a couple other picks, say in the second or third round this year, maybe even next year. In that scenario, the Rams not only do get some picks back, but they get the quarterback they want because Cleveland is in love with Jared Goff. And I believe that Carson Wentz is the pick for the Rams anyway. So it's a win-win scenario if it goes down that way. But like you said, it's a conspiracy theory. And right now, it would be absurd for the Browns to make that move.
Yeah, if Cleveland's smart, they know that there's no point in them making that move. It's unlikely that Jared Goff is going to be the guy, that it's going to be Carson Wentz. Is Jeff Fisher just playing, you know, NFL coaches and GMs, like to play games with people around this time period. They do it at the combine and right before the new league year begins. They'll say things just to throw people off. Is Fisher bringing up Goff's name just to throw people off, just to maybe get the Browns thinking about what they're doing? Because everybody said yesterday this draft now belongs to Carson Wentz, and it's a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz. And now we're hearing about Jared Goff popping up out of left field, where Jared Goff is one of the top quarterbacks in the draft. That's not a surprise. But it's like he just looked for the first available name that he could throw in there just to have people maybe wondering who they might pick.
Well, they hold the cards there, and if you believe in your heart that the Browns want Jared Goff, you speak his name as many times as you can to make them believe that that's who you're drafting, and so they feel like they're forced to make that trade to go ahead and get the quarterback that they want.
Well, and this is a Rams team that has already shown the ability to play games and keep secrets. This was a deal. This trade was done about 36 hours ago. It was done on Wednesday night or very early Thursday morning. Or I'm sorry, Tuesday night or very early Wednesday morning. But they elected to hold on to the info until Thursday because of Kobe Bryant and being in the same city as him and not wanting to steal the day away from the Black Mamba. And here's Fisher talking about that.
It was hard.
Oh, bad.
I mean, it was hard because, you know, both organizations said, okay, it's not coming. If it gets out, it's not coming from us. And John and his group said, if it gets out, it's not coming from us. We said, okay, it's not getting out. So the four of us went to dinner, just left the building and, you know, literally turned the phones off, you know. So, you know, it was that call you dreaded, you know, at midnight. Oh, what, you know, but it never came. So it was great.
So they held on to the news because they didn't want to take away from Kobe, which I think is kind of cool. Some people think it's dumb. I think it's really cool because a lot of people always want to be above the fold, top of mind news, and they'll do anything to trump other people. Would they have done this if they were still in St. Louis?
No. Or
they would have come out with the news?
This is all because of the L.A. sports scene.
Because
they want to make an impression.
They're part of L.A. They want to show they're on the same team with the Lakers and show good faith there. I like it. I like it. All right, we're going to talk more about this story. We'll talk more about who it is that they actually will pick, who we think they're going to pick, and what happens from this. Also, the NFL schedule was released. The Panthers and Broncos will open the season, as we thought, against each other. And so we'll talk about that coming up next. Right now, let's begin with the information you need to know. We kick it off with your national sports report.